The Breakfast Club Adventures, The Beast Beyond the Fence, by Marcus Rashford, with Alex Falassi-Coyer, read by Kenton Thomas. To every child who attends Breakfast Club, this is your starting point. The world is full of possibilities. You just have to let your mind take you there. Welcome to my book club. I'm so excited to share The Breakfast Club Adventures with you, a book written by Alex and me especially for you. It belongs to you and only you. Jam-packed full of adventure, I hope that through this book, you can broaden your horizons. You can dream bigger. You can champion and celebrate the difference in one another and realise that difference isn't a negative. It's a strength. How boring life would be if we were all the same. Take the time to ask more questions. Take the time to listen and to learn about one another. When someone is low, our only answer should be to pick them back up. Remember, we all need help along the way. Enjoy every word at your own pace, and remember there's no rush to get to the end. Get that head of yours high, and let's conquer the day together. With love, Marcus Rashford. Chapter 1. Marcus pushed open the doors to the canteen and strode into Breakfast Club. The room was bright, airy and warm, filled with the sound of kids talking loudly. The smell of freshly made toast and sweet orange juice wafted into Marcus's nose. "Hey, Marcus!" A large crowd was huddled around one of the long wooden tables that stretched through the canteen. An arm waved above everyone's heads, beckoning him over. "Hey, Amira," Marcus said, smiling as he walked towards the table.
"I nominate Marcus to take my turn for me,"
Amira announced loudly. All eyes turned on Marcus as he squished through the group. They were gathered around a tall, wobbling Jenga tower on the table. He looked up at Amira with an eyebrow raised. "Are you sure?" he asked. Amira nodded. "You left me one of the hardest turns," Marcus muttered, looking at the tower. He scratched the back of his head. Then, without hesitation, he reached out and expertly tapped a piece. It slid smoothly onto the table, leaving the rest of the tower completely intact. An "ooh" rippled through the crowd. Marcus let out a breath of relief, feeling slightly embarrassed at all the attention. "See you all later," he called as he pushed through the crowd again. He walked up to the hatch to grab his food, smiling at the dinner lady as she handed him a red plastic bowl and a black plastic plate. Turning round, he spotted his friends Oyin and Patrick sitting at the far corner of the canteen. He made his way over to them, passing more crowds of kids playing board games, doing homework, eating breakfast, or just chatting to each other.
"Hey, Marcus,"
Oyin and Patrick said together as he arrived. Marcus grinned at his friends. Patrick was big, but he was faster than almost anyone else his age. His thin glasses were kept together by a piece of tape because he had broken them at football practice last week. Oyin was short and had a small afro, and her feet were magic. "Hey, guys," Marcus said, taking a seat on the bench opposite them. "What's on the menu today?" Patrick asked. "Toast and Weetabix," Marcus replied, grinning. "Only the best fuel for me." He gave a quick thumbs up.
"Yeah, on Weetabix days, you're a footballing machine during lunch break."
"Almost as good as me," Oyin said, punching him lightly on the arm. Marcus's smile slipped slightly. He felt bad, but he was going to have to make up another excuse to get out of playing with Oyin and Patrick at lunch today. He just hadn't been able to play properly since he'd lost his ball. Every time he closed his eyes, he saw it happen. He could see his left foot slipping as his right foot swung towards the football. He could see his toes smashing into the ball at the worst angle possible. He could see the ball whizzing up, way over the two backpacks that made up the goal, way over the head of the goalkeeper, and way over the school fence. And then it was gone, lost by the building next to his school. It had happened more than a month ago, but he still could see it all.
"Hey,"
Oyin poked Marcus's forehead gently.
"Is anyone home?"
Marcus blinked hard. "What were we talking about again?" he asked.
"You were remembering kicking the ball over the fence," Patrick said.
Marcus sighed. "How did you know?"
"Marcus, whenever you go quiet these days, you're thinking about that ball,"
Oyin said. Patrick nodded, taking off his glasses and giving them a good clean before placing them back on his face.
"I just know I can still get it back," Marcus muttered. "We walked along the whole fence, Marcus, looking through to see if